good evening, and it is our joy to welcome you to our annual Lessons and Carols service here at Ballantyne Presbyterian Church, whether you're joining us online or whether you're here in person with us this evening. As you, the congregation, will be reading responsively and singing, we encourage you to follow along closely in our order of worship. And following the postlude, we invite everyone who is here with us this evening to exit the sanctuary through the back doors, and you will receive refreshments as you make your way through the hallway and outside. And we encourage you to stay and enjoy those refreshments outside and fellowship together on this beautiful evening. As Christians, we celebrate Advent to prepare our hearts and minds to commemorate Christ's first coming. Tonight, as readings from the Scriptures are woven with beloved carols and songs, it is our prayer that you will hear anew the wonder of the Christmas story and recall the gift given so long ago, the babe, the Son of God, born to set His people free, free from the curse of sin and death. Let us then rise for the opening bidding and prayer. Beloved in Christ, at this Christmastide, let us listen anew to the message of the angels, and in heart and mind go even to Bethlehem to see what has come to pass. As we await the great celebration of Christmas, we prepare our hearts that we may be shown its true meaning. We hear from the Holy Scriptures the words of the prophets foretelling the coming of Emmanuel, God with us. We rehearse again the loving purposes of God from the first days of our disobedience to our glorious redemption through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We join our voices with the multitude of the heavenly hosts as we sing God's glory on high. We rejoice in the promise that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, ushers in a kingdom of power and glory forever. Lastly, we offer up our prayers and praises to the throne of heaven in the words Christ Himself taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you. The Lord first promises a coming Messiah. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?"
And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself."
He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?"
The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit from the tree, and I ate."
Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?"
The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate."
The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
God promises to faithful Abraham that in his seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice."
Thank you.
The prophet foretells the birth and kingdom of the Messiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it, with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Thank you. The prophet Micah foretells the place of the Messiah's birth. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be the ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth.
Of the Savior's birth is spoken to Mary.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said,
"Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you."
But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and you will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel,
"How will this be, since I am a virgin?"
And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said,
"Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Thank you. Luke tells of the birth of Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Thank you.
The shepherds hear the sound of the song of the angel and hurry to the manger. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angel went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
Thank you. the wise men are led by the star to Jesus. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born, King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
the Apostle John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was nothing made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own people, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Years ago, Paul Harvey shared the following Christmas story on his radio show. In his wonderful radio voice, Mr. Harvey said, "The man to whom I'm going to introduce you was not a Scrooge. He was a kind, decent, mostly good man, generous to his family, upright in his dealings with others. But he just didn't believe all that incarnation stuff which the churches proclaim at Christmas time. It just didn't make sense, and he was too honest to pretend otherwise. He just couldn't swallow the Jesus story about God coming to earth as a man. I'm truly sorry to distress you," he told his wife, "but I'm not going with you to church this Christmas Eve." He said he'd feel like a hypocrite, that he'd much rather just stay at home, but that he would wait up for them. So he stayed, and they went to the midnight service. Shortly after the family drove away in the car, snow began to fall. He went to the window to watch the flurries getting heavier and heavier, and then went back to the fireside chair and began to read his newspaper. Minutes later, he was startled by a thudding sound. Then another, and then another. At first, he thought someone must be throwing snowballs against his living room window. But when he went to the front door to investigate, he found a flock of birds huddled miserably in the snow. They'd been caught in the storm and, in a desperate search for shelter, had tried to fly through his large landscape window. Well, he couldn't let the poor creatures lie there and freeze. So he remembered the barn where his children stabled their pony. That would provide a warm shelter. All he would have to do is direct the birds into that shelter. Quickly, he put on a coat and galoshes and he tramped through the deepening snow to the barn. He opened the doors wide and turned on a light so the birds would know the way in. But the birds did not come in. So he figured food would entice them. He hurried back to the house, fetched breadcrumbs, sprinkled them on the snow, making a trail of breadcrumbs to the yellow-lighted, wide-open doorway of the stable. But to his dismay, the birds ignored the breadcrumbs and continued to flap around helplessly in the snow. He tried catching them. He tried shooing them into the barn by walking around and waving his arms. Instead, they scattered in every direction except into the warm, lighted barn. And then he realized that they were afraid of him. To them, he reasoned, "I am a strange and terrifying creature. If only I could think of some way to let them know that they can trust me, that I am not trying to hurt them, but to help them." But how? Because any movie made tended to frighten them, confuse them. They just would not follow. They would not be led or shooed because they feared him. Then he thought to himself, if only I could be a bird. If only I could be a bird and mingle with them and speak their language. Then I could tell them not to be afraid. Then I could show them the way to the safe, warm barn. But I would have to be one of them, wouldn't I? So they could see and hear and understand. At that moment, the church bells began to ring. The sound reached his ears above the sounds of the wind, and he stood there listening to the bells, pealing the glad tidings of Christmas. And he sank to his knees in the snow. This evening, we have celebrated, haven't we, the wonderfully good news of God's free grace. That God came to us as one of us. Not to scare us, but to save us. Not to frighten us, but to forgive us. Not to cast us away, but to call us home. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Therefore, if your faith is in Jesus Christ, his humble incarnate life, his sacrificial death in which he atoned for our sins, and his victorious resurrection, then you have every reason to rejoice, give thanks, and sing. By simply trusting in Jesus, forgiveness of all your sins, adoption into God's family, and eternal life belong irrevocably to you. Through humble faith in the humble Savior, the unearned love of the Father, the unmerited grace of Jesus, his Son, and the unending fellowship of the Holy Spirit are yours now and forevermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, God of grace and truth, in Jesus Christ you came among us as light shining in the darkness. On this night you have made us glad with the remembrance of the birth of your only Son. Grant that as we joyfully receive him for our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.